In early November, a man was found dead in the Winooski River. 3 days later, police announced his death to local news media. Now, the man's family and friends say they should have been notified first. Police say finding family wasn't easy. And VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
On Saturday, November 3rd, just after 9 at night, the Winooski Police Department got a call. A body had been found in the river. It was 39-year-old Sudanese Vermonter Silik Yel Nye. The next morning, just 1.5 miles away, Nye's first cousin, Alex Piel, got his kids ready for church. 30 years earlier, the cousins had, at 7 and 8 years old, told bedtime stories to each other on their 1,000-mile trek fleeing war. Now, after nearly 2 decades in Vermont, Piel had no idea his closest relative here had died. He wouldn't find out for another 2 days.
That's hurting me myself, because that day when I learned it on the TV, on the media, that's what shocked me. I wish somebody would have looked deeper, but not a phone call, not on the news, like the way I saw it and the way I learned about it.
Police had issued a press release about Nye's death to local media. PL says, as Nye's first cousin, officers should have found him and should have given him the news in person. Cindy Taylor Patch is the director of training at the Vermont Criminal Justice Training Council. She says officers should make a concerted effort to do 2 things ASAP. 1, find next of kin to notify. 2, deliver the news to them in person. She says in some cases this may be difficult, but
your attempts to identify someone to notify should be right away, because 48 hours is too late.
In this case, the Winooski Police Department didn't find Nye's cousins, even though they'd lived in the area for nearly 20 years. Here's a timeline of what happened. The body was found on Saturday night at 9 p.m. By early Sunday morning, police were pretty certain it was Silik Nye. Later that day, Winooski Police Lieutenant James Charkalis made 2 calls to try to find relatives. He called the office for a nonprofit which serves Africans living in Vermont, but nobody picked up. He tried again, but it was a Sunday. No luck. He also called the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program. They told him Nye was not a client, and they didn't know him. Charkalis did not reach out to any personal contacts in the new American community, nor was he aware of the nonprofit Sudanese Foundation of Vermont. That's the organization that would most likely have been familiar with Nye. The next day, the Winooski Police Department made no additional calls. If possible, Charkalis says, his department's policy is to notify next of kin in person. If family lives out of state, he says, they'll call the local law enforcement and have them deliver the news.
Hindsight being 20/20, and knowing that Alex and that group were very close, I would obviously like to notify them first. But as far as our procedures go and what our expectations for next of kin are, I wouldn't do anything differently.
Tuesday, 3 days after Nye's body was found, police still hadn't found Nye's family. That day, the department got in touch with the Howard Center, where Nye was a client. The Howard Center also didn't have any leads. Charkalis concluded that Nye had no living family in the United States. This is offensive to Alex Piel and his community for 3 reasons. First, Piel is a first cousin, as is another man who also lives nearby, not to mention their relatives in North Dakota. But second, many of today's 160 or so Sudanese Vermonters fled their homes as children in Sudan and don't have immediate family, at least not in the United States. They consider their fellow Sudanese to be family, regardless of chromosomes. But finally, Piel and his family have lived in Burlington for nearly 20 years. How was it possible that the Winooski Police Department didn't have the contacts it needed to find him?
This community, they are a very welcoming community. Vermont is very cold. I would have run away to Arizona or go to other state. But people have a warm heart. That's what kept me to stay in Vermont. And I feel like this is my home. And I kept saying it. This is my home. I'm not going anywhere. And I'm going to have my kids. I have my kids. And they are going to grow up here. I want my kids to give it back to this community. They belong here. And we all belong here. So that's why you could have reached out to somebody else.
After Piel heard the news about his cousin, he and Lieutenant Charkalis met. Since then, Piel says the department has done its best to be helpful. And Charcalis says in recent years, the Winooski Police Department has made strides in working with its city's multicultural community. Still, he calls this incident a learning experience.
Forced to police effectively and be a member of this community, we have to be very in tune with people of other cultures. But, you know, for us in that instant, all of our information leading up to the press release told us,
yeah,
Mr. Nice, next of kin is in Sudan.
Last week, the Winooski Police Department concluded its investigation into Silik Nye's death. While the autopsy showed he drowned, whether it was an accident or suicide or something else, that remains unknown. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.